From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The reactions of world leaders to the death of Fidel Castro include sorrow and sometimes criticism for the former Cuban leader. President Barack Obama reached out to the Cuban people following the death of Fidel Castro to offer his condolences and let them know he will continue his effort to normalize relations with the country. In reaction to Castro's passing, range from sadness to jubilation.
People are celebrating because they see Fidel Castro as a symbol of everything bad that happened to them in Cuba.
Fidel Castro was a very good friend of our former Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, and we're very, very sorry to hear of his passing. No, I hope that we can get to Plaza de Revolucion for a viewing, and my sympathies to the Cuban people.
And Castro's death comes just a couple of years into the thawing of U.S. relations with the island.
Brian Fonseca of Florida International University spoke with VOA via Skype.
I don't think that his death itself is going to have profound changes in terms of the political evolution in Cuba.
Critics believe there should have been promises from Cuba to improve its human rights record before any changes in U.S. policy were made. President-elect Donald Trump promised during his campaign that he would reverse Obama's executive orders regarding Cuba unless the Castro regime meets U.S. demands.
Those demands will include religious and political freedom for the Cuban people and the freeing of political prisoners.
Cuba observers don't expect much on the island to change in the wake of Fidel Castro's death. Amy Katz, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Syrian army says it has recaptured a second rebel-held district in eastern Aleppo. Military officials said they have taken full control of the district. It is the second residential area in eastern Aleppo to fall under government control in the past 2 days. Meanwhile, hundreds of people in the war-torn Syrian city of Aleppo are reported to have fled rebel-held areas to districts that are now under government control. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors and reports on the country's nearly six-year civil war, said at least 400 refugees have escaped after government forces recaptured a neighborhood. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has criticized Democrat Hillary Clinton on Sunday for joining an effort to recount votes in three closely contested states that Trump won, recalling that she, during one of their debates, said that election losers should accept the outcome even when they don't like it. In his long campaign, the Republican Trump said the election was rigged against him, but he is calling Green Party nominee Jill Stein's bid to start recounts in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Wisconsin a scam. He derided Clinton's decision to join the effort. Out of millions of votes cast, Trump won all three states over Clinton by about 27,000 votes in Wisconsin, 12,000 in Michigan, and 68,000 in Pennsylvania, with Stein getting about 1% of the vote in each of them. Clinton campaign had not initiated the recount efforts. French conservatives this Sunday choosing their nominee for next year's vital presidential election from among two former prime ministers with deep experience in government and differing views on how to prevent more terror attacks on French soil. The winner of the runoff ultimately could end up facing the far-right National Front leader who is banking on anti-immigrant, anti-Muslim, and anti-establishment sentiments. Haji Jean Farkin, a freelance reporter working for Voice of America's Kurdish service, has been released after being detained by Turkish authorities. Details of her arrest Saturday were relayed by a family friend who said that the reason for her detention remain unclear. Her family has said that because of state of emergency declared in the area, even her attorney was not able to contact her. She also freelanced for the BBC and was taken into custody at a police checkpoint while on her way to report on a landslide at a copper mine. The Israeli military says it has killed four gunmen connected with Islamic State affiliated militants in Syria. The soldiers came under machine gun and mortar attack Sunday on the Israeli side of the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. I'm Tommy McNeil.
The latest world news from VOA.